Governor Greg Abbott wants lawmakers to take another stab at prohibiting abortion coverage in private health insurance plans in Texas. It was one of the 20 items Abbott included in his agenda for a special legislative session. And, as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, abortion rights activists argue it would interfere in private business and could end up limiting women's access to legal abortions in the state.
This is an idea that's come up every session since the Affordable Care Act was passed. The first versions of it prohibited coverage of abortions in health plans sold on the Obamacare insurance exchange. But through the years, Republicans have tried to expand that prohibition.
This is a bill which simply requires that the insurance plans on the Affordable Care Act exchange, private insurance plans, and insurance plans that are provided by the state of Texas and other governments do not fund abortions in a mandatory manner.
That's Joe Poyman with Texas Alliance for Life. He argues anyone who pays insurance premiums is paying into a system that covers other people's abortions. And Poyman says he has a problem with that.
This is about the state of Texas protecting individuals from having to fund abortions for someone else through their health insurance premiums.
But Blake Rocap with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas doesn't think the state should be interfering in coverage within private insurance plans like this.
That's so much broader and interferes in a private business relationship that the state has no interest in. They don't fund any of it. They don't do, you know, they're not involved in those, in providing any of those health benefits.
And Amanda Williams with the abortion rights group, the Lilith Fund, says she's concerned the measure would mean women, regardless of whether they have insurance, will only be able to afford a legal abortion if they are able to pay for it in full out of their own pocket.
Ultimately, the funds you have in your pocket can mean your ability to choose. That's really huge. That has a lot of implications for women and families everywhere in Texas.
But Joe Poyman says proposals in the past have given women an option to still get abortion care coverage.
The individuals who want to have abortion coverage in their plan could purchase a rider to include abortion coverage.
And Blake Rocap says that's true, but the way these bills have been written in the past, the state has regulated the way insurance companies price those riders.
And doesn't allow insurance companies to appropriately price how much that costs. So it's also a giveaway to the health insurance companies.
Republican State Senator Brandon Creighton and Republican State Representative John Smithy have been tapped to sponsor the legislation during the special session. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.